This is a demo how to edit the events list. Press F4 for preferences.
Nickname Piano Star Edit. Property Sheet Preferences.
Do a Shift Tab.
General Tab Control 1 of 9.
Right arrow over to Sound Events.
Display 2 of 9. Connection 3 of 9. Sound System 4 of 9. Sound Events 5 of 9.
We're at Sound Events now. Hit your tab key one time.
Sound Events User Joined Channel 1 of 21 Tree View Unchecked Depth 1.
That's the first item in the events list, and it's unchecked, and that's what we want. You use your down arrow to look at each item, and you use your space bar to check or uncheck the item that you're interested in. My personal recommendation here is a personal one, and I'm going to hit the down arrow key one time.
User left channel 2 of 21 unchecked.
This is unchecked. Down arrow.
Private text message 3 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked.
Channel down text arrow. Message 4 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked.
User toggled question mode 5 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow again.
Desktop access request 6 of 21 unchecked.
Down arrow. It's unchecked.
New video session 7 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow.
New desktop session 8 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow.
Server lost 9 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow.
Push to talk key activated 10 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow.
Voice activation triggered 11 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow.
Voice activation stopped 12 of 21 unchecked.
And that's unchecked. The next two items are checked, and you want to keep these on. I'm a down arrow. This is number 13.
Enable voice activation 13 of 21 checked.
I'm a down arrow again, and this is number 14.
Disable voice activation 14 of 21 checked.
These are the items, sound events, that let you know that you have activated your sound activation. Control Shift A. Or if you have assigned a lock key to the sound activation feature with your F12 or your pause key. I'm a down arrow again.
Enable voice activation from me menu 15 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow again.
Disable voice activation from me menu 16 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow again.
File list updated 17 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow again.
File transfer completed 18 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow again.
Everyone in channel has stopped talking 19 of 21 unchecked.
Unchecked. Down arrow again.
Transmit ready in no interruptions channel 20 of 21 checked.
This one's checked, and this is the most important one. This is what the whole upgrade thing was about. The number one priority was to provide a tone for the talk key when you press the control key to let you know you really have the four and you can talk now. Number 20 here. You want that one checked. Down arrow again.
Transmit stopped and no interruptions. Channel 21 of 21 unchecked.
This one here is unchecked. It doesn't need to be checked. Now you can tab one time.
OK button.
Hit your space bar to confirm these selections.
Space.
Okay, now the events list have been edited. The only sounds it's going to activate will be sound 13, 14, and 20. As you go along, once you get it used to the TeamTalk software and the way it works, later on there's some things in there you may want to turn on and need to import your own sound for certain events. This is to get you started and to make your life and your fellow out-of-sight members' life a lot more pleasant. Thank you for listening.